It is better to feel than it is to think. The vibrational energy of feeling is far more effective than the thoughts from your mind. It is your imagination. In answer to your question about physics, your great scientists are better to use their imagination to get the answers they require. Their answers do not lie within their calculations. So you can help them much more than they can help you. Because on their journey they are not helping themselves. They are relying on your physical knowledge of science. Not of their awareness and feeling of what the answer is. The answer lies within them already, but they do not access this. You do. A feeling, a knowing, not in your world a science, is two completely different concepts. So it is true to say that they need you much more than you need them, if the right word need exists. A better word is experience, teaching. Their own illusion, their own journey in their own mind will put them on a higher pedestal than you, much higher, within their own illusion. If they can achieve both, when in reality the only one that is important is awareness, but if they can achieve both, then they will understand. But they will not understand any more than you will understand, because the information already lies within them. They will understand in the same way that you will understand. It is not a difficult process. And it is true to say that some do understand. And it is true to say that some do understand, but deny the inner wisdom, the inner voice that talks to them. They deny for fear of condemnation, for fear of ridicule within the system they have created. The complexities they have created with their own imagination, their own minds, have entrapped them. They have stopped their progress. They have built a wall. If only they knew how simple it was to remove that wall, or not even to build it in the first place. As you are now aware. So it is a fact that you will be able to help them more than they can help you. And their complexities you have no necessity to get involved with. It will only confuse you. But it is two different languages, two different worlds of understanding, but the same conclusion. Your intrigue has brought you to this point. A point of knowing, a point of understanding. As all will follow their intrigue, as all do follow their intrigue, to discover and experience. But not all lie in the same position. So therefore, the connection is weak. The connection with these people is weak. It is a very small candle burning. You do not have to be concerned about your attraction to certain entities and beings. They will be attracted to you as we are one. It is a uniformed pattern of attraction, of frequency, of energy, which is natural, a natural process that cannot be diverted. Your ego requires you to force this. It is not real, it is your ego. Will happen naturally, just as with everything, will happen naturally, as a cause. There's no reason to be worried or concerned that it is not going to happen. It is happening already to you. It is a cause, a flow, a natural process. Why would you worry? Why would you be concerned? You work too hard on this. What do I have to do? You don't have to do anything other than what you are doing to become more aware. Step by step process. You would say, written in stone, immovable, absolute, without doubt. You see a little point in creating more experiences other than the one you're having now. This is not good, it is not bad, it is what you are. But you mustn't be afraid of creating experiences other than this in the physical world you live in. It is all one big experience. Your awareness will not diminish. What you are looking for, you will experience soon. We cannot guide you into this. It is your own doing. Your own energy will find its course, as it always has done. Energy formulates and disperses, as do clouds in the sky. It is a similar process. Formulation and dispersion. A constant process. Particles forming and dispersing. With all the energies that your physical world is constantly putting out, the frequency, the vibration, it is a constant forming and dispersing, and appears to be chaotic. It is not chaotic. It is formed, it is dispersed, it is recreated. It is constant. Your mind construes this as chaos. You believe it to be chaos. It is not. It is uniformed. It is creation of physical matter. You have the ability to own all of the senses, not the few you have been designated with and chosen to have. All the senses to see and hear and smell and touch this. Of which there are many in the physical world, many, many senses, working on a metaphysical basis. It is not a question of the metaphysical meeting with the physical. They exist in the same time and space. They are one. You chose to separate them. It is a question of understanding this and allowing them to be what they are, one form of energy. One form of energy in one moment. All that is physical, all that is metaphysical, separated by your mind deliberately and intended for you to become aware of this consciously aware. The physicist's desire to know the answer to questions will ultimately lead him to the same point as you. It cannot go any other way. It is impossible. It is very basic. Your experiences with people. Very basic understanding of consciousness. For you, it is intriguing. But it is normal. The cycles. The cycles that they continue their lives with. They are seeking position. They have position. Position can change in one moment. Not all is in the exact same position, but it is within one moment. Is everything. One consciousness, one source. Two elements, complex and simple, the same thing. You like to involve yourself in the complex. The more complex it becomes, the less you will understand it. It is simple. There is no necessity for you to make it. Is your ego.